I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I've seen the sky so blue, the birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It is a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chalaos, Ton Bettis with you this morning. We are coming to you from Springville and a brand new location of Rock Top Surfaces, and we hope you'll come out and see us this morning. A beautiful location, and we know people are really excited about remodeling their homes, building new homes, and this is the place to come to get some great ideas. Ton, we're starting out the morning. We want to talk about improper planting of trees, because we know that people can get out there and start getting excited about certain things, and trees is one of those.
They are. I was on a Facebook page that USU runs called Utah Gardening Experts, and someone had posted a picture of a tree being planted, and the picture had about 6 inches of rocks and gravel underneath mm-hmm. the tree, rocks around the sides, and then a piece of pipe 6 inches wide or so filled with rocks going toward the bottom of the tree, and that just said, anybody tried this before? And it reminded me of one of those bad Pinterest ideas.
It's like rocks and trees.
Yeah,
somehow that doesn't go together.
They don't. And people were commenting, I've done this and my tree grew really well. But that sounds fine, but did you try planting a tree without the rocks to see how it would do? And
so what was the point? I mean, what was the idea behind doing the rocks?
Drainage.
Okay.
So people are trying to create drainage around the tree. People want to do this if they have a clay soil because they want to create a situation where the water will drain through the soil more easily to help the tree.
Okay, so bad idea. What's the good idea?
Organic matter. If you have a clay or compacted soil, number one, you need to find a tree species that will work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of trying to adjust the soil for the tree, you need to find a tree that will tolerate the soil. And so trees like hackberry, some of the oaks, a few like Norway maple, you know, you need to find something that's a little more tolerant of clay soil. The main problem with the rocks is that you may create some drainage under the tree and around the tree, but that drainage stops as soon as the rocks stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're irrigating, what you're going to be doing is creating a swimming pool under the tree. And a lot of times when you get rocks mixed into soil, or if you're doing sand or something along those lines, as that soil fills up with water, it will oftentimes need to become 100% saturated before it actually drains into the next soil profile underneath. And so you're better off digging the hole wider, finding an adapted tree, and if you need to, mixing in some compost with the soil at a rate of about 25 to 30% compost to one part compost to two parts soil, mixing it thoroughly and just leaving it alone. But you're far better loosening the soil with a shovel and then planting than trying to do something like rocks or sand, because sometimes it doesn't hurt, but sometimes it's detrimental.
So part of me just wonders what kind of desperation leads people to take these kinds of steps and take this kind of advice.
Well, it seems logical on the surface, and you know,
well,
oh,
I think that's where we get in trouble, right?
It does. But if you look at soil chemistry and water flow and just practical experience, you know, there are no landscapers out there putting rocks under trees. And so in industry, it's not a practice. And it's something I keep seeing online, you know, put rocks underneath, and it's just a bad practice. And so I took a picture of the photo and emailed it over to Caitlin so we can post it. And it's just a big no-no to do. And so it's not that anybody's planting trees right now, but when I saw it on the gardening group and it had like 33 comments in a couple of hours, it's like, oh, we better address this on the show.
Right.
And
part of the problem is that the internet has made everyone an expert.
It
like
really has.
Everyone can post whatever they want to any platform and pretend to be an expert.
Yes, and it you get on YouTube, you get on TikTok, and to be considered a professional, you just need to present well. And if you're if you can present that information and be convincing, even if it's incorrect, that's a lot of times what it takes. And so you need to be careful about where you find your information. So there are good arborist companies out there that sometimes have tree pruning and tree planting fact sheets. Anything with a .edu on it is usually okay. I see some bad stuff sometimes. The .edu is universities and a lot of the land grants. If you're going to do that, you want to find information from your state or from your region and not necessarily from the University of California or Florida State, because they're just completely different climates and situations. But I really am afraid of Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube, and even Facebook, because of the information that's spread on there. And it's one of those things that it just sounds good. It sounds like a natural remedy. And it
sounds easier.
Easier. But you're just better off letting the tree do its thing, finding an adapted tree, and then go that route. Because you, over time, as those roots grow and things, you are just not going to fix the situation for the tree.
Okay, we know not a lot of people are going to be out planting trees today.
No.
When are they safe to start planting trees?
Trees will start rolling into nurseries in February and March.
Okay, so we're not too far off.
No, we're not. So they're going to be rolling semis soon, if they're not already. And as those semis come in, they will start stocking their nurseries. And a lot of times, you know, you need to be watchful, because not everything comes in all at once. But if you stop by once a week to see what's there, you can oftentimes find hard to find plants. You know, the last couple of years, fruit trees have been in demand, and if you don't buy them by late May, you may not get one. And so at the larger garden centers, you know, down here in Utah County, Cook's and Linden Nursery, Thrive, Sun River Gardens are all stocking. And because those trees are coming in dormant, you can go ahead and plant them in your yard as soon as the ground isn't frozen.
Is there a benefit to planting a tree earlier than later?
Yes, there is. My favorite time to plant a tree is sometime in early to mid-September, because it will root out partially during the fall, and the cooler temperatures make it so that it's easier for the tree to establish. The next best time to plant, just my opinion, is sometime between mid-March and mid-April, to let the tree adapt to our climate as we gradually warm up. You can plant all season long, but what will happen if you plant in July when it's 95 to 100 degrees consistently is that the tree cannot miss a watering, but you can't overwater it. And so you need to be out there several times a week for around 60 days, making sure that the soil's moist but not overly wet.
All right. So Caitlin will be putting more up on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. The number to call with your questions this morning, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. And again, we are out at Rock Top Surfaces, the grand opening of their Springville location. And with me is Dave Jones. He's the manager. And Dave, it's just fun to be here at your brand new store and see all of the great ideas you have for folks.
Welcome. Thank you very much. It's nice to have you here.
Good to be here. So describe for those people who can't see what I'm looking at right now, what people can find.
So The beauty of our store is we have countertops, which include granite and quartz, and then we also do all types of flooring. And so we have three different locations that are new. So we have the Sandy location on State Street, and we're here in Springville on 400 South. And then we also have one in Spanish Fork. And then we have a countertop only in Park City.
So I know people are excited about remodeling. We know that contractors just have more business than they can handle right now. Describe what's different when somebody walks into your locations.
I think a lot of it is, like on the countertop side, we have huge samples that are on the walls. And so you're not looking at a smaller piece. You're looking at a bigger piece that gives you a nice view of what that is. The ones that we have on our wall are those we stock. And so that's one of our strengths is we stock over 30 different countertops, and so that gives us a better pricing, better value for the homeowner.
Well, and plus that kind of eliminates the supply problem.
Right, right. In fact, we have we purchase way in advance. In fact, the owner of the company is in Brazil right now, and he's picking out the slabs that he's going to be bringing in, and so he goes three or four times a year down to Brazil, and it's kind of a nice trip for him, but he's able to purchase what he needs, and those come in, you know, a few months down the road. So it's really a nice opportunity for us.
So he's down in Brazil. So does that mean that you have unique items that others might not have?
I think we have similar items, but what he's able to do is pick and choose exactly what he wants. So he gets like this grade. They set it aside and they ship it out for him. And so he's able to really get it like right on what he needs.
Okay, so you have those countertops in stock. How about your flooring?
So we have a lot of flooring. So we carry the main manufacturers, the ones that are out there. We have some that are a little bit different. So we carry nylon and polyester and wool carpets. We also stock a lot of products. And so that allows the homeowner to, you know, if they need it something a little bit quicker, they can get that, you know, done a little bit sooner. Also, we're able to kind of keep up with the styles and maybe stay a little step ahead of the styles. And again, there's a few of us that choose the products that come into our store. So we're really happy to have, you know, what's out there, but also what's different from other people.
You usually open at 10 o'clock. Do you have special hours today?
Yeah, we have. We're open at 8. We have Stockton here. He's one of our great salespeople here in Springville.
All right.
And he's just
ready to help you.
He's ready to help.
It's a good time to come. If you're worried about coronavirus, there's no one in the store. This is a perfect time to shop, right?
Yes, bright and early.
All right. Okay, join us again. We are at Rock Tops in Springville this morning. We're going to take a break. We'll take your calls when we come back and your questions, 801-575-8255.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton with you this morning. We are taking your calls, 801-575-8255. You can ask Ton about indoor plants, outdoor plants, things you want to plant, and the number to text us with your questions, 57500. Let's talk about the plant of the week. Common hackberry. It's a tree.
It's a tree that...
I know nothing about hackberry, and I don't know why that is, but, I mean, I've heard of it, but tell us about it.
It's one of those things that if you had a beauty contest, it would be Miss Congeniality.
Oh.
So
that means not the most beautiful tree, but a really good, friendly tree.
Yes. And so it's one of those that...
Oh, my.
If you need a tree that tolerates clay soil, slightly salty soil, it will do it. And its biggest advantage is it is not a cottonwood or a willow.
Which are very messy trees.
Yes, they are. So the common hackberry can grow up to between 40 and 50 feet high, so it does need room.
Mm-hmm.
It's native to the Midwest and to Texas, and It tolerates dry soil. It will tolerate periods of wet soil, but not all the time. And it's just one of those trees that it grows in Logan, it grows in West Valley, it grows here in Springville, you know, just wherever you plant it, it seems to be happy. And when it's younger, it doesn't sell well because it doesn't look as spiffy in a pot as some other trees. But as it grows, it does develop a nice form and give you good shade, and it can be a fairly long-lived tree.
Is it a fast-growing tree?
18 inches to 2 feet. So as far as a what we're calling a good tree is, yes, it does have a pretty fast growth rate. You know, cottonwoods are 6 or 8 feet, but those will fall apart on you and are highly susceptible to diseases, to where this hackberry just doesn't do that. So the hackberry, I think the one... And it's not really a drawback, but the one thing to be aware of is that there's a small insect that will call what's called nipple galls on the leaves, and it'll be just almost look like a little skin tag or something on the leaves. Mm-hmm. It's cosmetic. It doesn't hurt the tree. And just the real reason I like this common hackberry is that in this area, especially of Utah County, this is where the construction and west into the Goshen Valley and toward Utah Lake, the soil is naturally has more clay consistency and it's saltier. And so folks that live east of I-15 are a lot more open on their plant selection. But if you're moving in to the Goshen Valley or into places like Lakeshore and Benjamin and just these little communities down here, and they're similar communities in every county, a lot of times the soil becomes slightly salty and this hackberry just isn't impacted by it very much.
How much water does this tree need?
Average water to get it established. So if you plant it in the spring through the middle of the summer, probably 2 or 3 times a week, depending on your soil. Once it's established, deep watering to a depth of 18 inches every 2 or 3 weeks, and it's perfectly happy.
So does it have actual berries?
It does.
Okay, are these kinds that you can eat?
I believe they're edible, but not tasty. They will bring in some wildlife.
You might want to eat them if you're desperate.
Yeah, it's starvation food.
Oh, my. Oh,
so,
my. So, but do they make a mess? Because that's my next
question. Not
really.
No. They're fairly clean trees. I've never had one in my yard, but my neighbors had one up in Hiram. There's several on campus in Logan, and there's a number of them in Layton near J&J Nursery. Mm-hmm. The entire subdivisions are lined with them. And they've done fine.
Okay. Well, you know how much I love messes, so.
Yeah, just
know,
right up there.
We can cut down
yes.
on some messes. I'm good, right?
Yeah.
I don't need any more things.
So, I mean,
to
they're
going
to drop leaves. The berries right. on them will just drop into the grass, and they're not a problem because they're small. So, it's just one of those, you know, is it my number one shade tree? No. But given the options, if you have a soil that you can't grow everything in, of the trees that you could plant, it's my number one selection along with a few others.
Because it's just going to do better.
It is going to do better, and especially if you're homesteading or have a couple of acres, this is one that will grow and you can just walk away from it besides watering, and it's just not a finicky tree.
Yeah, you said 45 to 50 feet. What's the life expectancy of a tree?
50
like
to 100 years, depending on
longer than ours, I see.
Yeah, how well it's watered. And, you know, some of the oaks in a good situation can live well over 100 years here in Utah. Outside of the state, it's not uncommon for trees like an oak tree to reach 500 years old.
And still look good.
And still look good.
Right, because there's one thing to have it be alive, there's another
yeah.
thing to have the tree still looking good.
Yes, and so this is one that, it's not that people turn up their nose at it, but it's common in industrial parks, common at places like Walmart parking lots, just because of its adaptability and durability.
Okay, well, I'm not sure you sold us on that tree.
Well, that's why we call it Miss Congeniality.
Okay.
So not really, but the tree itself, it's one that, like I said, if you lined up really good shade trees, it's not going to be the best looking, but it's not ugly. And if you're living in an area where you're struggling to get things to survive, it's a great tree.
This is the one.
It is.
All right. And Caitlin will be putting more information about the common hackberry up on our KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. The number to call, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Again, this morning we are coming to you from Rock Tops in Springville. Dave Jones is with me. And Dave, it's fun to be here with you this morning.
This is exciting. I appreciate Ton here because you got the plants and all the and just spring is near us, and so it's kind of similar to, you know, in your home, you know, you want to refresh things in the spring.
You want to start new, and this is the place to come to get some great ideas.
This is the place, and so part of what we have here is because we want to promote the stores, but we also have a raffle that we want people to be a part of, and they just need to come into any of our locations, and they can.
Tell us about the raffle. That's exciting.
It's a $2,500 raffle, and that will go towards any project that they have and that they want to do, and they can do it with countertops or floor covering or something along
that. And all they have to do is come in and just enter the drawing.
They do. Yep. That's pretty simple.
I'm looking at some pretty beautiful carpets. You were telling me you have all different types.
Yeah.
Wool, polyester.
Right. And nylon. And part of what we do at our stores, and we're here in Springville, but we're representing all of our different stores here. But when people come in, we interview them and we ask them what their needs are. And so there's certain carpets that fit certain needs. If you have a big family with a lot of kids and dogs and pets, we have floor covering for those needs. If you're maybe somebody that doesn't have as much traffic in their home, they want to do something a little special, a little fun, then we've got that flooring too. But a lot of it is we don't want to sell you something that is not going to last or is not going to be
right. If it doesn't work, they're not going to be happy. They're not going to be happy with you, right?
Right, absolutely.
I've noticed a lot of people with pets moving away from carpeting and moving more to like the SVT or whatever that's called.
LVP.
What is it called? It's one of those.
A lot of different names. We kind of just ease it up, make it easier. And just
vinyl flooring.
Yeah,
basically.
Vinyl flooring, waterproof flooring. And that is probably the number one product in the market these days. It's just growing because of that, the waterproof that helps out with pets and kids and all these different situations that are frustrating for homeowners when they're replacing carpet way too often.
Right, but there are rooms that you want carpet, your living room, most likely your bedroom, rooms like that. Right. And I'm just noticing an interesting design that you have. Carpets have come a long way.
Yes.
You can find a lot of different types of patterns and things.
Right, and the patterns are really fun. Those are things that sometimes you can get something that's pretty basic. Some of them have a little bit more life to them. But patterns can be, it might be something that you don't want to put everywhere in your home. I mean, you can definitely, but if you want to have a real special room, like a living room, do something a little bit different, a little bit unique and a little bit fun, then those are great. But patterns are very popular. The kind of, you know, you get the regular carpets and they're kind of, okay, this is good. But you get a pattern, it's like, oh, that's really cool. It's going to pop when you walk into the house.
Right. Yeah. Special hours today for this location only, right?
So here and Spanish Fork, we're here and we're until 6 o'clock today.
But you're open at 8 o'clock, right?
Are they open at 8 as well? Yep. Jody's there with her team. And
can they enter the drawing at all locations?
All locations, yep.
All right, you want to enter the drawing for that $2,500 gift card. We'll be telling you more about Rock Tops. We need to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. Text us your questions at 57500.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.